Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. The Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission has adopted a package of zoning regulation amendments designed to encourage construction of multifamily housing at their commission's meeting on August 26th with a unanimous vote. In contrast to the two nights of public hearings on the amendments, only a handful of people attended that meeting. Most of them left after the business concluded. The amendments established two new overlay districts in Salisbury and Lakeville, the multifamily housing and Pocket Knife Square districts, and the MEH district can be extended for the purpose of constructing that housing. Well, in Amenia, the Amenia Free Library has a new library director, Victoria Hero, a current resident of Millerton. She was raised in the hamlet of Wasaic, graduating from Weebatuck High School in 2005. While pursuing her studies at Elmira College in Elmira, New York, she fell into the library field. She had a short stint in law school, returning to home where she found a job at the Edsel Ford Memorial Library at the Hotchkiss School in Salisbury. She now heads up the Amenia Library. Pine Plains has its town cleanup day coming up on Saturday from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m., where residents can bring metal to the metal bin and household and yard garbage to the dumpsters at the Highway Department located at 20 Highway Boulevard off Route 199. Volunteers are needed to help without a pickup to transport items. 518-398-8600, extension 1. The fees, appliances with Freon are $10 to $20 each. Fluorescent bulbs are free. Mattresses single 10, double 15, king 20 per piece. Car batteries are $5 each. Tires from $5 to $15 each. Couches and chairs are free. Sleeper sofas are $20 per sofa. Items not accepted include electronics, full paint cans, or flammables. Harlem Valley Homestead inviting the community to share food together and learn more about the farm and the people involved. That happened from 6 till 8 p.m. More information and reservations at harlemvalleyhomestead.com. Friends of the Coleman Station Historic District in Northeast working with Ralph Fidelli on displays of the organization's mission at work at the restored Irondale Schoolhouse in Millerton. This will run for a month beginning on September 7th, and on weekends, board members will be there to answer questions. If you've been on the rail trail between Millerton and Amenia, you've passed through the district and hopefully noticed the signs and the garden. West Stockbridge Congregational Church on Main Street serving up a pancake breakfast with home fries, sausage, fruit cup, coffee, tea, and juice on Saturday from 8 until 11. The Amenia Fire Company Benefit Golf Tournament is being held Saturday, September 7th at the Undermountain Golf Course in Copaig. Both morning and afternoon flights for this 18-hole four-person scramble. It's a pre-registration-only event. To register or see if you can register or can become part of a team, 518-329-4444. The cost of the tournament, $100 per person, includes green fees, cart, lunch, the turn, complimentary draft beer, on-course prizes, and a barbecue dinner. Proceeds from the tournament will benefit the Amenia Fire Company. The 6th Annual Christchurch Classic Car Concours and Cruise will take place at Christchurch Episcopal, 9 South Main Street in Sharon on Saturday from 11 till 2. The event will be held on the church grounds and the Sharon Green Rain or shine. The Viewer's Choice Trophy has been forged by parishioners with blacksmith William Trowbridge. Participation is limited to 40 cars. Early registration is encouraged at 860-364-5260. Canaan VFW, the Couch Piper Post at 6851 presents Surf and Turf Bake, lobster, baked potato, clam chowder, steak, corn on the cob, Saturday from 12 to 4. The rain date is Sunday. Musical guests, Bahama Mama and the Painkillers, $35 for dinner. Tickets only available at the Post. Tickets on sale to the public. No tickets at the door. A book talk, Connecticut Made, with Cynthia Parzak is happening Saturday at 1 p.m. at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. Town of Sharon will host its third annual Sharon Art Walk on Saturday, September 7th from 4 till 7. Artwork of all types will be on view at locations around the Sharon Town Green. The following, a list of locations participating: Natalie Beal, Standard Space, Patty Mullen, C. Edward, Alan Blagden, Sharon Historical Society, Judith Weyer, Hotchkiss Library, Ayla Penn, The Ice House. Artists to be announced at the Lamberton Truax Building. Mike Selbach will be at J.P. Giffords, Victoria Selbach at Smitty's Barbershop, and Stevani Metrovic at Hendricks Churchill Porch on Main Street. And there'll be a group show at Sharon Town Hall. Attendance is free. More information at 917-627-3261 or info@standardspace.net for more information. 12 Moons Coffee House is having another coffee house on Saturday, September 7th from 7 till 10. Famous Before We're Dead, it's at the Center on Main in Falls Village. Stockbridge Grange on Church Street will serve up a roast pork dinner on Sunday, September 8th, 1 o'clock on. $12 for adults. Children up to 12 years of age dine for half price. Youngsters 6 and under eat for free. Takeouts will be available. On Monday, September 9th at 7 p.m., Chancellor Livingston Chapter NSDAR monthly meeting. Speaker the Honorable William Sanchez, Rhinebeck Village and Town Justice at the Star Library Local History Room. The role of a local judge, it's open to the public. Refreshments will be served. The Sharon Fire Department is having their annual golf tournament on Tuesday, September 10th at the Sharon Country Club. The rain date is the 17th. Entry fee for the 18-hole four-person scramble, $135 per person, includes green fees, cart, lunch, on-course contest, refreshment cart, awards, and dinner. There will be a raffle. On-course contests include closest to the pin, longest drive, and we here at Robinhood Radio sponsor the hole-in-one. Now, pre-registration is required, but you can call and see if there's still room for you or your foursome at 860-671-5758. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average wound up the day up 372.68 to 26,728.15. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8116.83 and the S&P 500 at 2976.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.